This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 337 for Tuesday, April 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Tuesday morning, giving up some of the gains made on Monday. The May canola contract sheds $1.50 at $774.90 per ton, and the July contract loses $2.90 at $756.90 per ton. Upticks in global crude oil prices are nowhere near as strong as they were this time yesterday. Nevertheless, the modest increases in crude are providing a small measure of support to the vegetable oils. Although that's helping Malaysian palm oil prices, those for the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are lower this morning. Meanwhile, crush margins ease back a little, but they remain quite wide, continuing to underpin canola values. The Canadian dollar is higher this morning, with the loonie at 74.52 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 74.42. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its first crop progress report of 2023 on Monday afternoon. Winter wheat rates 28% good to excellent overall. That's the second lowest rating on record and the worst since 1996. Also, corn planting in the U.S. is 2% complete, with a few states well into planting and several others have yet to begin. The USDA reports that 176.88 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in February. Although that's down nearly 7.5% from the January crush, the amount marks a new February record. Soy oil stocks are 2.36 billion pounds. The department also reports that almost 400 million bushels of corn were crushed in February. That's 1.5% lower than a year ago and below trade expectations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The May contract gives up a nickel at $15.17 per bushel. May soy oil loses about 0.3 cents at 56.37 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $7.50 at $456.70 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its May contract losing 8 cents at $6.49.50 per bushel. Oats are slightly lower, with its May contract down a penny at $3.47. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago May tacks on 4 cents at $6.98. Kansas City May adds a nickel at $8.80. And Minneapolis May gains 4.5 cents at $8.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, April 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.